Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So what's it going to take tonight? We've had a little coach speak this week. We'll wait until tomorrow to see if that worked out. But the Hoosiers of Coach Tom need to step it up. You know, a year ago, played these Gophers in a noon game on a Saturday. This is pretty much tonight, prime time for the Gopher Zanies, who are kind of feeling warm and fuzzy here in the Twin Cities over these guys. And they should be. Richard Pitino's got them playing well. So the atmosphere will be amped up in the barn this evening. And Robert Johnson for dear old IU. Let's hope, your confidence, your communication, your shooting, your defense is catching and at a high level as you face now, you and mates, another opportunity.
The confidence comes from defense and talking and communication. The confidence doesn't come from just you, you know, believing you're a good shooter. With basketball, you know, it all is connected. So I think a lot of times, especially the upperclassmen, when we don't hit shots, I think we allow it to affect other areas of the game, and we can't do that. My falls on the upperclassmen, me, James, guys that have been here. We have to come, you know, with a consistent level of effort, communication. Those are things that we all always have to have within the game, and still have a season left to play. You know, we still have a lot of opportunities, so we're definitely not even thinking about quitting. You know, we always look forward to the next day. Now we're just looking forward to getting better and moving on to the next game, and that's another opportunity.
Well, that's IU junior guard Robert Johnson. Can only talk so much, but what's the old saying? Actions speak louder than words. Big Ten Network around 9:05 tonight. With a preview of the game in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we saw the UConn women win its 100th straight the other night on the hardwood. It's something nice and round, isn't it, when we talk 100? It's a milestone, like redshirt senior Nate Jackson's 100th career wrestling win the other day at Illinois. Nate, husband, father of three, full-time student, and NCAA All-American, All-Big Ten. He's 18-0. At 184, he's up 10 pounds from a year earlier. Nate, the first Hoosier wrestler to complete an unbeaten dual season in 5 years. He's 18-0 currently, 28-2 on the year, and as he was telling me...
Being at 184 has definitely been a blessing for me. I've been able to just focus on my wrestling a little bit more. You know, obviously I'm still cutting a little bit of weight to make 184, but it's nothing compared to... last year's cut to 74. I get to focus on my technique and worry a lot less about, you know, things like making sure my weight is right, or really just been able to focus on my wrestling, and I think it's definitely paid dividends.
Well, I know when you and I talked last year, you know, not that you struggled because you were an All-American and went to your second NCAA big show, but when did you know that before the season that you definitely were going to step to 184?
I didn't really know until before our first duel actually started.
Talk a little about the technique change. Talk to me a little about it.
It's definitely a little adjustment, whereas at 74, guys might be a little quicker and a little bit more fundamental when it comes to technique. At 84, a lot of guys just want to, you know, beat up on you. And I've actually grown as a wrestler in areas that I may not have been able to grow at 174. Moving up to 84.
Well, that's Nate Jackson, and wouldn't it be something to see Nate win the Big Ten title at 184 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall in early March, Indiana rolling out the red carpet to the toughest wrestling conference in all of the land. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, your calls at 6, a little preview of Minnesota-Indiana, Big Ten Network at 9:05 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.